Hey, Rowdies fans, it's Charlie Dennis.
This is Forrest Lasso.
You're listening to the Unused Substitutes.
The Unused Substitutes.
And you're listening to the Unused Substitutes.
Get off the bench!
Hey there, little Red Riding Hood, I...
Is there one final touch to be had? Aaron Guillen, Lasso, elevating,
yeah!
And Musana
Coach Law, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Doing great, man. Doing great. Thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it.
No problem. No problem at all.
All right, so we just got a couple questions. And honestly, we want to talk to you a little bit about, you know, taking over the team kind of mid-season too, and then talk a little bit about Birmingham, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, that's perfect.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and get started. We've been wanting to talk to you since you took the job. The thing that kind of struck me was whenever you see a coaching change kind of mid-season like this, it's usually not because the team is top of the table, scoring a ton of goals and just doing great. But that's the situation you walked into. When you heard this job was going to be available, how long did it take you to decide you were going to put your name in for it?
It's funny, actually, because I think how it kind of came around, I'd never really put my name in for it. It was I never thought that it was obviously a job at this stage of my coaching career, which I could get, you know. But I was speaking with Nico, and I think they obviously weren't expecting Neil to kind of leave mid-season, but I think they always had an idea that someone who had done as well as Neil at some point was going to move on, you know, and they kind of just were speaking to me about some guys maybe from Europe that I knew, and if I knew them or if somebody else knew them, and just trying to get some references and things. And then, I don't know, a couple of weeks later, I think they couldn't kind of get the right candidate, you know, and I think it wasn't something they wanted to rush into mid-season and kind of maybe get a guy that they weren't too sure about. And then I think that kind of just led them to me as somebody that obviously played here last year under Neil and kind of knew a lot of the guys and the expectations and the demands of being a Rowdies player, you know. And obviously I knew them, although it was for a short time, but I understood what it took to play for the Rowdies and what Neil expected. And I think that at that point of the year, I think the club were just thinking, could we get somebody that can kind of keep things rolling, you know? And that's kind of what I've done since I got here, just try and maintain those high standards that were here before. And then, fortunately, so far, it's obviously worked out quite well.
Yeah.
You mentioned Neil a couple times. Did you have a chance to talk to him about the job or about the team at all, or did you just kind of go into this as a clean slate and you're going to put your own stamp on it?
No, I don't think I would have been here now without obviously the club probably speaking to Neil about it and seeing if they thought it was a good idea. And I think he obviously probably said, yeah, why not, you know, and that's probably why I'm here now. And yeah, he texted me, obviously, because he'd find out, and he just wished me luck and just said, like, anything you need, just reach out. And obviously, there's been times where me and Neil have had a chat. I know when I went back to the UK recently, just with the visa issues, I went in and had the morning at Barnsley with Neil and Steady, and It was great to catch up, and now anytime you speak to Neil, and he's so passionate still now to about the Rowdies, you know, I think we spoke this week and he stayed up the other night. He watched the Louisville game in the early hours back there in the UK. You know, he's still supporting us. He still wants us to do well. And of course, he put this team, this squad of players together, you know, and I think he wants to see this year be the year where hopefully we can get that third star, you know, and a lot of that would be down to Neil. So, no, his advice is always great, and there's obviously nobody better than Neil to speak to when it comes to the Rowdies. So he's been a great resource for me, a big help, along with obviously the staff that were here with Neil and that Neil left here. They've been great as well. These guys have all helped me settle into the role and grow into the role week by week.
You know, one of the things that you and Neil have in common is you both are former Rowdies players. Now, he walked off the field onto the sideline, you know, from the end of one game to the start of another. You had a little bit of space in between there, but you've played with a lot of these guys on the roster and you've played against a lot of these guys on the roster. What's it like making that transition?
It was, I think it was strange to start with. I think those first few days it was weird for me. I think it was obviously weird for the guys, you know, that I think it's when you lose a manager that's been in place for so long and he's kind of a guy that you've worked with for so long, I think it's always a strange moment when that guy leaves. I've had that myself as a player, and even if it was somebody who they didn't know, you know, it would have still been strange for them. But I think because it was me, as you say, an ex-player, an ex-teammate who knows a lot of these guys as a teammate on a personal level as well, you know their families, and I made great friendships here when I was here as a player. And then obviously now you come back and you have to coach these guys and you have to kind of ask them to do things, whereas before you were of course kind of doing these things together, you know, when Neil was asking us. But they've been great, I have to say. I think from the first game against Tulsa, they've done everything that I've asked, and no, they've been great. They've, as I say, the staff have really helped me, but the players have as well, because they've just, as I say, they've helped me, and anything I've asked of them to do, they've gone out and tried it to the best of their ability. And I think as a coach, that's all you can ask for, right? I think it's that guys are trying to do the things that you're asking, and I knew these guys would do that because, as you say, I'd been here before. I know what kind of characters they are. And I knew that Neil didn't have any guys that kind of wouldn't do that. So, no, it's been great. It's been great to be back in Florida, back in Tampa and St. Pete, and back with the guys. And now I've loved every moment so far. And I just hope now that with everything that we've been through this season, with injuries and change of manager, me leaving, coming back, that you know, we get some kind of reward for it come the end, which would be obviously the championship would be the ultimate reward, really, for everything that this squad of players and staff have been through.
Absolutely. It's almost like you can see my list of questions because you just hit on everything I was about to ask you. You know, there's a coaching change. There were injuries when you came here. There were more injuries as the year went on. You mentioned having to go back into the UK and deal with the visa stuff. What's it? Is it one of those, or is it something else? What's the biggest obstacle or hurdle or adversity that you've had to deal with this year, getting to the playoffs?
Yeah, I think it was definitely me having to leave kind of 6 weeks after getting here. I think we'd built up some good momentum. I think when Neil left, there was obviously that 2 week period with no head coach in place, and we lost at Birmingham, we drew in Indy, and we didn't score in two games. And it was a little bit of, you know, how's this going to go now with Neil's gone? And I think it would have been easy for the season to kind of peter out a little bit and kind of waste that good start that we had that when Neil left, you know. And I think I came in and obviously we won the first game, and we didn't kind of look back from there, you know. I think we won five out of the six games where I was here, and momentum was was really good, and we were looking good. The guys were in a good place, and then all of a sudden it was like we got told that we had to leave the country and go back to London and go to our embassy and get new stamps. And the club did everything they could to kind of avoid that, but obviously in the end it was out of our hands and we had to leave. And unfortunately, in that four-game period where we had four really difficult games, we kind of lost a little bit of momentum. You know, we won one out of four games, I believe, and you could tell that maybe this was just one hurdle too many for the guys to kind of just get over on their own. You know, we asked a lot of them, with Leo getting injured, Lewis missing a big portion of the season, and then obviously Neil leaving, and then more injuries, and then obviously I think me having to leave at that point, just kind of, I don't know, it's just tough for everybody, you know, staff and players. And fortunately I could get back, and then although we've not been playing too well, particularly in the Hartford, Loudoun, Pittsburgh games, we managed to steady the ship a little bit, you know, and obviously win three out of those four games since I got back. So the pleasing thing for me was to see us play last week, you know, in Louisville, difficult venue, really good team, and to see us play and perform like that and get the victory, I think it was a really positive step in us kind of finding that momentum again now as we head back into the playoffs.
So I had a few things kind of going into this playoffs. There's obviously a lot that goes, there's the season and there's the playoffs. I kind of always feel like they're two separate things. And I wonder, for you going into this playoffs, is what's the main message you have for the team going into this playoffs, especially with everything they've dealt with this year specifically? You know, what is the main thing you want to convey to these guys?
I think the biggest thing for me is, we've had a great season, obviously, considering everything that's gone on. We would have loved to have finished first place, obviously, and I think if things hadn't been gone so against us, I think we would have finished first. But for me, it's just not to waste this opportunity, you know, and I think because they have been through so much and kind of come out the other side, and every time there's been a question asked, they've answered it. I think for me now at this stage, it's just not to waste the opportunity, you know. And we've been fortunate with the Rowdies for the last four or five seasons. We've made the playoffs, you know, but it's never promised. And I think what I don't want is the guys to kind of come into this now, and it's been a long season, and waste that opportunity and think, oh, well, you know, there'll always be next year, because I don't think next year is ever promised. You know, it's difficult to finish first, second, third in this conference these days. There's so many good teams, and we're here now, you know. And I think the thing with the playoffs is you can never guarantee the result, you know. It's sometimes it's not in your hands. It could come down to one mistake from one of our guys. It could come down to a refereeing decision. It could be anything, you know, and you're out. It's just the nature of sports and playoff time. It's difficult. But I think what I want these guys to do is control the things that they can control, you know, which is effort and small details and just all these things that you can control those. And nine times out of 10, that'll be enough for us to win the game. But as I say, it could be one moment where something happens and we're out. But I think, as long as I know the guys have given everything they've got and given a performance worthy of the team they play for and of each other, I'll never complain at that. I think, as I say, it would just be the biggest disappointment would be that, I don't know, we just don't do the things that we normally do and that always stand us in good stead. So I think for me, the message is just plain and simple of give us everything you've got, and then we'll kind of see where it takes us.
I like that. Secondly, I would say, so how would you assess the growth of the team since you've taken over as head coach? And what would you say as far as your growth since becoming head coach of the Rowdies?
Yeah, I think regarding the team, it's, I don't know. It's tough to say because we've had to adjust the team a lot in my time here with the injuries we've had, and obviously you guys know we've had at times 13, 14 players in the squad, and availability of players has kind of dictated how we've played, maybe the formation, and we've had no real consistency to our 11 and to our team shape, and that has come down purely to what we've had available, I think. What they have done is kind of give, they've kind of dug in, you know, and I don't think we've played the kind of football that I would like to have seen, I think. But one thing they have done is kind of, we've won games, obviously. I think, as I've touched on, I think 10 games I've had, like, where I've been here in person, and the guys have won 8 of them, you know. And that record in any league is a fantastic achievement. The 2 games we lost, of course, were to Pittsburgh, who finished above us. And they ultimately were the difference in us finishing first and second. But I think, for me, I think it's just been giving the guys a little bit of confidence. And I think, obviously, my coach's style is, of course, different to Neil's. You know, Neil was so passionate, and he was such a great leader that he kind of led the whole club, and we followed, you know, player staff, we followed his lead. And he was unbelievable at that. He was as good a leader I've seen in a 20-year career in this sport. Whereas I see myself as a leader, but in a slightly different way. You know, I'm not as passionate as Neil, in the sense of I'm not screaming and shouting as much as Neil, I'm sure. You guys know kind of how Neil was on the sideline and things. I'm a little bit calmer, and I think a lot of the guys have responded really well to that, you know. I think Cal Jennings has probably been the number one example of that, you know, since I've came in. I think has given him the confidence to kind of show what he can do. And I just think, as I say, I think that's been something that a lot of the guys have reacted quite well to. I think there's guys that need that kind of arm around the shoulder, you know, and I think they need to feel loved at times. There's other guys, of course, that react better to kind of being shouted at, you know. And I think as a coach, for me, it's been trying to balance who needs an arm around the shoulder and who needs a kick up the bum from time to time. So as I say, I'm new into this coaching venture. I'm learning every single day and trying to improve, and look, I'm following arguably the best coach in Rowdy's history, you know, in Neil. He was an unbelievable coach, unbelievable leader, and nobody is a bigger fan of his than me, you know. He's somebody that I have the utmost respect for, and I think I knew if I tried to come in and replicate Neil, it wouldn't be me, you know. All I've tried to do is come in and be myself in my own way, and as I say, I think some of the guys have responded well to it. Some of them probably maybe do miss Neil as well. It's just one of those balancing acts, you know. And sure. I think, as I say, the longer I get into the journey, the more I do it, I'm sure I'll find, obviously, what kind of coach I am. Because I think, as you say, if I'd been doing this 20 years, you'd still be learning, still trying to improve. So I think that'll be the case in hopefully the next 10, 15 years of me kind of still doing a head coaching job. But I have to say, I'm delighted that I got to be here last year and witness, obviously, the work that Neil and his staff did. And I think the biggest compliment we could pay to him is kind of that we've tried to keep it as similar as possible as to kind of what he did, whilst also obviously kind of putting my own stamp on it in my style as a coach. So, I think I just hope that we can kind of get over the finishing line this year, and it'll be a reward for, obviously, Neil's hard work in the last 4 or 5 years, and obviously the players' hard work for this season gone so far.
Yeah, understood. And you know, obviously we're all grateful to Neil, but certainly don't want to downplay the effect and that you've had on this team since you've stepped in this role. We're all also very much appreciative of what you've done and the mark that you've made of this team. And it shows. And like you said, Cal Jennings, who was really starting to kind of become the player, had a rough start at the beginning of the season. And you look at the way he finished, 1 point behind in the goal scoring record for the season. I mean, you know, a lot of players stepped up. You've had a lot of players step up in new roles. I mean, some would say to a disadvantage where all the players having gone down, a lot of players got a lot of minutes in other positions that they would have normally gotten. And some would say that's also strength. You've got, now you've got multiple options coming off the bench that can work in multiple different positions. And I definitely feel that's the strength that comes out of this season. If there's something good that comes from all that, I think it would be that. So with that being said, though, now, does your coached approach change in the playoffs? Like, do you change the way you're going to approach this versus the regular season? Obviously, there's different things online where in the season you've always got the next game, whereas in, you know, playoffs, it's a one game. You know, you've got one shot to get it right. You know, so do you and the coaching staff, do you change the way you approach, or do you go about things the same way just to reinforce the things you've been working on?
Yeah, no, I think we have to try and keep it as we have been doing. And as I say, I think the results we've been getting would suggest that a lot of the things we've been doing have kind of gone well, and the guys have responded to it. And I think we're just this week, I think we made a conscious effort after the Pittsburgh game to try and give these guys a familiar formation, a familiar lineup, and familiar ideas, you know, of let's not worry too much about who we're playing. Let's concentrate on ourselves because we're a good team and we have unbelievably good players at this level. So I think after Pittsburgh, as I say, we went into Louisville with a real mindset of all we care about is the Tampa Bay Rowdies, you know, and what we're going to do. We respect every opponent we play, of course, because you have to give these guys the utmost respect. They're good teams, but we're also a good team. And if we concentrate on ourselves, as I say, 9 times out of 10, our results suggest that we, if we're doing the right things, we'll win the game. So, no, I think there's also, of course, you have to remind the guys that you can't come into this game with anything other than 100% focus, 100% concentration, because, yeah, one moment, one lapse in concentration, which maybe in season you get away with, you don't get away with that in the playoffs. And as you say, it's kind of, well, it is. It's win or go home, you know. It's game by game, and obviously the best team at the end who does all the best things well. Of course, you need luck along the way as well, but it'll be the team, I believe, that do all the small details and all the things that your team do well, and it'll be the team that does those the most consistent over the four games that will come out on top at the end, I believe. And we have as good a chance as anybody else in these playoffs of winning it. You know, this group of players is hungry. They want to win. They want to reward themselves for everything they've been through this year, and I have no doubt come Saturday in front of our fans at Al Lang that they're going to give everything they've got. And as I say, I think that's all I can ask, and I'm sure that's all you guys as fans can ever ask of a team, is that you see 110% commitment from the guys, and that's all I'll be asking for this weekend, and that's what these guys give me every week, so I'm not concerned about that.
Speaking of this weekend a little bit, we'll talk about Birmingham here and wrap it up. We appreciate you taking the time to be with us this afternoon. You mentioned, you know, getting the small details right, doing the little things that need to get done in order to win. One big thing that, you know, Tampa Bay came in first in the Eastern Conference in total goals scored, one more than Memphis, with 60 on the season. But in two regular season matchups against Birmingham, and I think you mentioned it yourself, was not able to score against them. What is, you know, without giving away your tactics or your plan for this weekend, what do you think that the guys need to do in order to break that streak and get a goal in this game to win? Because you've got to win if you're going to go on.
Yeah, I think as I touched on earlier, I think in those last 2 weeks since Pittsburgh, we've really kind of give these guys clear messages and a clear way of playing. You know, we went with two up front last week in Cal and JJ, of course, and I think it it obviously paid off for us in that game. I think those two together are a handful. Two things for me, I think we've been conceding a lot of goals from crosses this season, and we've addressed that and worked on that this week and last week also. And can we be better at stopping crosses coming into our box? And if they do come in, can we be the ones getting first and second contacts rather than the opposition? And then at the other end, it's how do we give good service to two of the best strikers in the league, you know, in Cal and JJ. And we want to play as all Rowdy's teams have done, particularly in the last 4 or 5 years, this direct, not long ball, but, you know, getting the ball wide and giving our wingers 1v1, 2v1 opportunities. And let's get crosses in the box and let's give Cal and JJ some service. And, as I said, two games against Birmingham, no goals, has not been ideal. But I think we feel that with what we're asking of the guys this week, we're going to give those guys service. We're going to give them opportunities to score goals. And I think we have obviously great confidence in both of them that they can do that. And I think there's also other guys in the team now. Obviously, Charlie's had a good season goals-wise. Leo coming back. We got guys who can score goals, you know. And I think the biggest aim for me is how do we give those guys the opportunity to score? So, we're obviously fans behind us on our home field. We expect to start fast and, as I say, get balls in the box, put crosses in there, and let's see what happens.
You mentioned it. I was going right there with the next question. One guy you've got the opportunity to use now that you didn't have when you first got here was Leo Fernandez. We've watched him. We've seen pictures of him in training, and you know, he's gotten in some minutes in the last two games heading into the playoffs. It's hard to call him a secret weapon, but it kind of feels like he might be at this point. Do you think you have a pretty good feel for where he is, or, you know, in terms of how long he can go, or if he can potentially start, or if he's going to come off the bench, or are you still in the evaluation process with him in training and in games?
Yeah, I think we're obviously taking medical advice, particularly first and foremost on that with his minutes, and the injury he had was obviously as bad an injury as you can get in sports. So we didn't expect to have him back this year. Obviously, when I came in, the message was he's kind of shut down for the year and you'll see him next year. And then the longer it went on and he got better and better and stronger, and I think he ended up being obviously three, four weeks ahead of schedule. So I think, as you say, we all know who Leo is as a player, and he's a fighter, you know, and he's fought his way back, and it was always going to be Leo's decision, you know. And he came and he kind of said, look, I feel like I'm ready. And he trained, I think, 2 or 3 weeks fully with the group. And obviously, I think every day you could see him getting stronger and more confident, which it was always going to take time to recover from an injury like that, obviously physically, but mentally as well, I think. So, as you say, it's been great to be able to give him some minutes. I can't see us being able to start him this year. But again, we didn't think we'd see him coming off the bench. So we'll see if we get 3 or 4 weeks down the line, which hopefully we will. Maybe you will see him start. But no, for now, I think he'll be on the bench as he has been. And we'll obviously use him as and when. And now we know his qualities. And even a Leo Fernandez at 75, 80% is a huge weapon for us as we head into the playoffs. So, of course, we won't overuse him. We're not trying to injure him at all. But, yeah, I think in those 15, 20-minute spells at the end of games where we need a bit of quality or a moment of magic maybe, then obviously we know there's no one better than Leo to provide that. So, no, he's a great re-addition, if you like, into the squad. And he definitely makes us stronger now as we do head into this four-week period.
Last question for you, Coach, and we'll let you go. This is going to be the especially hard-hitting one. We saved this one for last. I noticed a little while ago online, Pittsburgh Riverhounds are advertising a new seating option that they're calling the Lily Pad, which is a heated, tented area for fans to watch the game from. And I was just kind of curious if the Rowdies were going to go this route with something for you. What do you think they should call it? What do you think it should be? We obviously don't need a heated tent down here. You have any thoughts on which, what it would be?
No, I mean, have you guys come up with something? I don't know.
All right, so I'm going to run this by you. We did a little workshop on this before you called in. I think it's, you know, those Craftmatic adjustable beds that the folks have, and they have a little remote, and you can adjust like the height and everything. I think you call it laying down the law. You put one of those on the sidelines, and it's just like if you're watching it on TV at home, but you've got the, you've got the crowd all around you.
No, I like that. I know, obviously, that my dad was a coach, and I used to obviously go to all his matches. I always remember when his teams won, they always used to play that song, "You Fought the Law and the Law Won." So yes. I know people like to use the Law surname and kind of get clever with it. But no, I like your idea, yeah. Maybe we could get together with Nico on that and see if that was something we could make possible.
we'll talk with Nico, and we'll talk with the guys in ticketing. We'll see what we can get done. All right, Coach, appreciate it. Appreciate you spending the time with us this afternoon. We will see you out there on anytime. Saturday.
Yeah, I look forward to it.
Any last messages for the fans?
No, I think just as they always do, you know, be loud, be proud, and get behind the team. You know, they really are the extra guy for us, you know, particularly in that second half when we shoot towards them. They kind of give us that extra push, you know, at times when we need it, and their support is huge. So looking forward to seeing a really good crowd again this weekend. And yeah, we're going to need you guys every step of the way, hopefully in this game and beyond. So no, just bring the support as you always do, and hopefully we can put on a performance that kind of makes you all proud.
Sounds good. Look forward to being there this weekend, Coach. Thanks again for joining us, and
good
luck this weekend.
Thank you. See you at the weekend, guys.
All right. Talk to you later, Coach.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. The rallies are near.